Morning star, arising, bright morning star, arising, bright morning star, arising. Day is a breaking in my soul. Where are our dear mothers? Oh, where are our dear mothers? They've gone down to the valley praying. Day is a breaking in my soul. Where are our dear fathers? Oh, where are our dear fathers? They've gone on up to heaven a shouting.
Morning star rising, bright morning star rising, bright morning star rising. Day is a breaking in my soul.
That song was entitled Bright Morning Star, sung by a Boston group called Sweet the Sound. Listen for the word of God as it comes to us through the prophet Isaiah, who wrote, "Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I now declare. Before you they spring forth. I tell you of them." The last line was, "Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." We enter into this holy week mindful of the one whose life we've been following, whose ways of being we are always trying more closely to emulate, and whose last moments we will relive and remember in a variety of ways across the days ahead. I don't know about you, but it felt like, to me, that Advent and Lent were very close together this year. The lectionary text I just read for Monday of Holy Week sounds a refrain that is heard in both seasons. The biblical refrain of God doing a new thing, bringing light to the nations. In Advent, of course, we have the central image of Christ Jesus being the light of the world. Revelation 22, verse 16, refers to Jesus as the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. This follows what was said in the chapter previous, in Revelation chapter 21, which describes John's vision of a new heaven and a new earth, and a voice from the throne of heaven declaring, "See, the home of mortal, if the home of God is among mortals, he will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Across the past 6 weeks of Lent, we here at Wheatley URC have been working with the theme of embodiment, its difficulties and its delights, appreciating the ways in which God assumed flesh and body in Jesus Christ and knew our agony as well as our ecstasy. Our embodied experience is, of course, framed by birth and death. We pray that each new day might participate in divine life.
You are the new day.
That was the King's Singers. The end of the song reminds us of our constant awareness that death is a reality we live with daily. Death is a fear-filled reality for many, maybe even most. Jesus' disciples didn't want to contemplate death any more than most people do, much less the fact that what their teacher was doing would inevitably result in his death. The Gospel lectionary text assigned for today is the same one we heard last week Sunday, so it may be fresh in some of your minds already. But listen again for the word of God. John chapter 12. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with them. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard and anointed Jesus' feet and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." For the next several minutes, we'll silently reflect on three questions. What does this text ask of us? How does it challenge us? And how does it encourage or embolden us? In the face of suffering, that of Jesus Christ, and of our own, and of those we love, and of those we don't even know, our deepest consolation is in the steadfast love of God, whose presence and faithfulness never fails. Hear and be nourished by the words of the psalmist. From the 36th Psalm. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty oceans. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. O continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your salvation to the upright of heart. Do not let the foot of the arrogant tread on me, or the hand of the wicked drive me away. May the activities we engage in today and all our days reflect the faith, the hope, and the confidence expressed by the psalmist and also expressed by Alison Krauss in this final song, which will be our departing prayer.
But he's become